Renew Center, February 12, 2023. After meditation and bhajans, Kavi reads the quote.
Tonight we have a quote from Baba about surrender. I'm going to read it and then we can either contemplate on it or I have questions. The essence of all religions is one. Surrender is the main duty of everyone. Surrender means the feeling of oneness. I and God are one. Why? The reason is that the one who is present in you is present in me.
Can we contemplate? I think this is a good one.
Would you like me to read it a few times? The essence of all religions is one. Surrender is the main duty of everyone. Surrender means the feeling of oneness. I and God are one. Why? The reason is that the one who is present in you is present in me. The essence of all religions is one. Surrender is the main duty of everyone. Surrender means the feeling of oneness. I and God are one. Why? The reason is that the one who is present in you is present in me. The essence of all religions is one. Surrender is the main duty of everyone. Surrender means the feeling of oneness. I and God are one. Why? The reason is that the one who is present in you is present in me. If you'd like, please open your eyes.
Can you turn on the light?
Would anyone like to share about their experience?
In this contemplation, I and God are one. Didn't have the mental meaning that it always had for me, meaning they are the same. There was oneness that I experienced and understood it to be. I understood it to be God. There were no characteristics to say they are the same or they are different or compare them.
I actually experienced this quote in our song, and it just felt like there was no separation, there was no distance, there was just unity and...
When I was contemplating, I asked myself, surrendering to whom or surrendering to what? And then I felt that each time when I feel myself, instead of going with my crazy mind, I surround myself to just, I feel myself, I surround myself to myself. I don't know how to explain it. And one thing that I want to say, that when Baba said the reason is that the one who is present in you is present in me, I felt that when each of us feels silence, we don't identify with the body and the mind. So we are feeling the same thing, the same base. And maybe that's why we are one, because we have this one base.
I was thinking that the sentence that says surrender is the main duty of living life. And I was thinking, what is the duty in here? And when I contemplated on it, I felt like it's surrendering all the false ideas that I have of myself and all the false identifications, and just when they drop, what remains is probably what he's talking about as far as the oneness.
Yeah, for me, it was similar, I think, to what a lot of people were saying, but that feeling that you get when we go kind of that beyond the mind, like surrendering to that. And I think it's like, I think we hear about oneness a lot, but when you feel that thing and you know it's beyond your mind, it makes so much more sense when it's told to us that we're one, because it just... it's easier to believe that that feeling is the same feeling that is beyond the mind for everybody else, too. Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to share about their experience?
When I read this, one of the things that struck me on this first impression was surrender. I surrender to some other thing. There's duality in there. And it's very ironic because the surrender itself is what takes me from duality to oneness. And that's the part that resonated with me the most. I don't think I have experienced unity in that sense, but I believe the latter part of the quote, where that, you know, the one that is present, one who is present in you is the same as the one who is present in me. That experience I cannot speak to as a personal experience. But that's how far I got.
I had one other feeling or thought when we did this week and we did it last week, but that what is, I was asking, you know, what is surrender? And I feel like that, like, when we go to that feeling and we touch that place, it becomes easier to recognize that it's really in charge. Like, that's the real thing. And it's a little, each time it's a little bit, a little less likely to want to come back and believe my mind. It weakens some. Because I feel like there's a bigger, if you could feel a bigger boss at play.
I want to add something. Surrender, my previous understanding before receiving Sat's teachings was like I was going to go and renounce everything and just be, you know, so always doing passively and just whatever. And the art of living is the amazing part where I can be in, it teaches me that I can be in surrender and still live in this world. And that is like a very practical, very real tool for how to achieve, be in surrender and also live in this world, be, you know, operate as an entity.
For me, when you were reading this quote, the word present really just hits my heart. And then I reviewed my life, and when we opened our eyes, I just looked at my practices. Then I see that how many times we are experiencing grace when we are present. And that just showed me that what is that, that grace is coming from the unity.
I wanted to piggyback on what Mentor said. The difference between what happens here, the difference between what happens here and the essence of all religions or how religions are experienced is our experience of it. We have an opportunity at any given moment to experience, like he said, everything that this quote says, versus I feel that other people don't have that opportunity.
I was going to add that the last line that says the reason is that the one who is present in you is present in me. And I was contemplating on the word one. And I was thinking, so there is a one that is present in you and that's present in me. And I could only think of silence as a common factor.
May I also wanted to say that when you surrender, you basically have stopped fighting or struggling. And when you fight or struggle, it's usually against something. So there's another that is present, that you believe that is present, that you have to fight or struggle with. But when you surrender, that means that you believe there is nothing to fight with. There is nothing to struggle with. So that's the oneness that I see in this quote.
By this experience, I feel I should surrender my, easier. I can surrender myself easier.
And one more thing I want to add is when surrender means that you need to be faithful and loyal to what you really are. I mean, and use all the practices and tools to just experience the loyalty, and I mean the whole concentration and attention should go to the loyalty of who we really are with all the tools that we have.
I feel like for me, what I'm super appreciative of is that rather than it be like, oh, you must surrender, I think over the years I can see a difference. I think it's, I can, just from all of what Sat has shown us over and over again, it's not like a choice I have to make as much as like, I can just feel, I feel different when I compare myself to a year ago and how loyal I am to my mind versus to not, or this path. And I think that's really special and goes back to that experience too, that like, it's just happening, some of it.
Sajjan, I experience this when I write in my journal. When there's only one, then what else is there for me to experience when there's only one?
I wasn't gonna say anything, but, and I'm gonna skip over the first sentence. I'm conflicted with that statement, but I think the way I digest the word surrender, to me it make more sense to replace it with the word believe. Believe in this oneness. Believe in this light that is in us, that is in everybody.
I feel like I'm experiencing this oneness right now, so strongly, after that contemplation.
I also wanted to ask a question that just came to my mind, and that was, who is surrendering?
Three years ago, we had those, on a Friday afternoon, we had a guided meditation in one of our houses. Mm-hmm. And I asked the question, it was early in my time, is surrender the same as meditation? And your answer has made a huge impression on me. I'm still contemplating on that. <Three years. laughs> You said, when it's absolute surrender, yes. Meditation is who we are, and absolute surrender is who we are. And I just wanted to share that. It's it was very profound for me. Thank you.
Yeah, it was really well tonight. I think that contemplation is more effective than just analyzing Baba's quote. Don't you think so?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. I think to different degrees we all experience the oneness, whether it was in the state of presence or silence or no mind. So that's a fruitation of a good study circle. That's why I don't talk, because I let the silence do the walking within each of you. I mean, the talk has been very effective because it ripened us to even experience on the spot, but now it's good to experience or realize or be it.
Thank you, Sai.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, everyone.
Let's put the bhajan we sang in the red book.
By the way, complete surrender is no self. That's when it's possible. There is no need for it, is there?
No self with small s.
Yeah.
Sajan, until there's no need for it?
Just because a sentence jumped out of my mouth doesn't mean I'm available.